Welcome, welcome. This is another exciting episode of Arsenal New Era Media Podcast. This is the first ever podcast that you'll be hearing from us. We are broadcasting live from Lagos. Tonight, we'll be discussing about West Ham versus Arsenal. That game fills me with so much trepidation because it's a game Arsenal are supposed to win ordinarily. Declan Rice scored an only goal of the game as West Ham beat Arsenal. With this game, Arsenal are now level on point with Manchester United. 4 weeks ago, we were 11 points ahead. Now, we are both on the same points, albeit Arsenal leading by goal difference. What has Unai Emery done to our beloved Arsenal? I'll be sharing with us some stats from the game. Arsenal have taken 2 points from the last 5 away games. We have won none, drawn 2, and lost 3. When you compare from 13 games, from 13 points from the 5 away games prior to this, we won 4, drawn 1, and lost none. Samir Nasri, the snake, we call him, the money grabbing bastards that we normally call him. He grabbed his first assist since April 2016, where he gave Sergio Aguero an assist against Chelsea. Not to forget that Arsenal have just won 3 of our last 15 away London derbies. We won 3, drawn 5, and lost 7. Looking quickly at the managers, Pellegrini still remains unbeaten against Unai Emery. In the home games, he has split 7, won 5, drawn 2, and lost none. We'll be going on a very short break. When we come back, we'll continue. Thank you. Welcome back. Before the game against West Ham, there was so much news about Marko Arnautović's proposed move to China after a £35 million bid was allegedly rejected. Also, when the team sheet came out, the name of the magical Ozil was missing and kept fans asking what is wrong between Ozil and Unai Emery. The coach has said many times that he has left out Ozil due to tactical reasons. But the question that comes to mind is that, how can you leave your best player out of the team for tactical reasons and start a certain Matteo Guendouzi still learning the ropes? As the season progresses, we shall see. It's worthy to know that this is West Ham's second win from 22 attempts against Arsenal. Wow, so many records have been broken. In this match alone, there was 22 shots. While West Ham had 3 on target, Arsenal had 2 on target. This same young man, Declan Rice, just 20 years of age, won the man of the match. It was very obvious to see that Arsenal didn't have much forward pressing option in this game. In the first half, it was kind of very balanced. Both teams didn't have much to offer. But in the second half, Declan Rice struck in the 40th minute. Arsenal made a double change. Mustafi and Xhaka, they were so flat in the first half that the coach had to bring them off and brought on Aaron Ramsey and Torreira. This gave Arsenal much impetus to attack. However, our attack did not result in any goal. And the fans have gone berserk since yesterday, asking what is wrong with Arsenal. Some fans have argued that Arsene Wenger would have won this game yesterday, some have argued that Unai Emery should be given more chances. And some have argued that Man U has gotten it right. Five coaches after Ferguson, and we say, is that right for us as Aston fans to keep deceiving ourselves? Now, let's look forward to the future. Our next game will be against the Blues from Stamford Bridge at the Emirates Stadium. And many have argued that the coach will still use the same formations he has been using from the past five matches, and which has gotten us nothing. However, we want to feel optimistic that the boys will get their hearts right against Chelsea, because it's a match that we must not lose. Because losing that match will be 9 points behind Chelsea, and winning that match will be 3 points closer to Chelsea. And we pray the Manchester United lose or draw their own matches. We would have taken the incentives of getting closer to Chelsea had we won against West Ham United yesterday, as